Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati.
I feel sorry for our Midday Joy listeners for the next 40 or 50 minutes. We're talking things. She's like, I should have bought my headphones. And I'm like, no, can you be a guest for once? Anelim daughter, can you be a guest for once?
You just never know. Like, you know, with COVID, anywhere you go, even if you're doing voiceovers, they're like, where are your headphones? We don't share headphones anymore after COVID.
How much has changed?
I know. Do you know what I was saying the other day? That COVID is basically like 9/11. Mm-hmm. Because we forgot what 9/11 did. Yes. You know, the fact that this whole Afghanistan thing happened just a month ago is because of 9/11, guys.
Of course.
You know, the way we travel.
Yes.
It's because of, you know, traveling never used to be this strict where you take off socks and shoes.
And
we forget. Yeah, we forget how much 9/11 changes. And I think COVID as well. I think in 10, 20 years, we're going to forget how it changed so much of what we do.
Good afternoon, young lady.
Hello.
Welcome to Midday Joy.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I call her Mama Kaila. I can, but it's Anelim Dorda to you.
Mm-hmm.
That was Oshun Nadeh with Pride, Snoop Dogg with Doggy Dogg World, and Justin Bieber Peaches, alongside Daniel Caesar and, of course, Giveon.
I love that song.
Isn't it? Isn't it obsessive?
It just makes me feel like I'm sexy.
Me too. Yeah. Peaches?
Right.
Green stuff?
And I'm just like,
hello.
It is me that hello. Is sexy.
Well done on Miss South Africa. You've just come back from hosting Miss South Africa. And I speak of you as not just a host. You're on the board. Mm. You are invested spiritually, your soul.
Yeah.
You've been a fan. And when you see someone who has been a fan being part of the body and the tribe, definite shifts there.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 international titles since you've joined?
Yes. Rolene won Miss World.
Mm-hmm.
Demi then won Miss Universe.
I chose Demi.
Oh,
yes,
Yeah. And then right after Demi, Zozi took it.
And hopefully Shudu's going to take it too.
Oh, that girl's got a strong chance there.
I love Shudu.
She's in there like swimwear.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Like in there.
She's totally
with
in
the
there.
Sand.
Dude, she is totally in there. And I think mentally the strongest Miss South Africa I've ever had to work with.
Her education alone.
Yeah.
Her educational background and her interest in mental health.
Mm.
That's what separates Shudu from the rest.
Very business minded as well.
I mean, wouldn't you if you were multi-qualified?
She's the conversations that I have with all the ladies.
Cause published author already.
Do you know how many books she sold? You know she's a bestseller right now.
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Everybody calm down.
A book on bullying and just both international pageants. Actually, all 3 of them, from Supernatural to Miss World and Miss Universe.
Yeah.
You know, they got to, you know, hang out with her a bit and they read her book and all of them were just like, wow.
They're in awe.
Yeah.
On the Miss SA theme, before we move on to other things, because it was just a wonderful weekend for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Transgender women.
Yeah.
On the back of Chappelle and the Closer, and just the wonderful inclusivity that was expressed in everything that was Miss South Africa. How did you guys manage that? It was so beautiful to watch and then also see friends just WhatsApping you and did you see this and they mentioned this?
Yeah.
The community feels so seen.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? We didn't have to manage that. The people who are entering Miss South Africa are smarter than us.
I've got goosebumps.
Let's just start there. Those ladies, guys, they are smarter than us.
Yeah.
They are more inclusive than us.
Yeah.
They are more worldly than us.
Yeah.
And they are more hungry for change than us. We are just facilitators.
Yeah.
And I always say to Stephanie, who's the, you know, she owns the pageant, I say, just leave them be.
Yeah.
Leave them be. Trust me. Don't want to control any narratives. Don't want to be political with them. Whatever politics they have, they will highlight when it is their time. And I feel this pageant, because I don't know if you saw it in
TV. Not just this pageant, then. When you say that, then I can literally trace back to, there was a certain point in time where it was less manufactured, less pretty, less groomed, and we started hearing things and seeing things and living things.
And I just say, let them be. And each person must come with their cause. We can't tell them what the cause is.
Sure.
Because what used to happen is we'd look at the zeitgeist and be like, okay, what's going wrong with the world right now?
Yeah.
Guys, this is our champion, you know, for this year. Now we're just like, listen, come in with what you want to do.
To each his own.
Exactly. This is your platform. So when it comes to, the transgender debate, I don't even know why it's a debate.
Just conversation.
You know, it's a conversation. We'll hear you out if you think that transgender, women should not be entering, but we're not going to go by that.
Yes.
We'll hear you. And this is why Dave Chappelle doesn't offend me. We'll hear you, Dave.
Yes.
It's a comedy, after all.
Yes.
We'll hear you.
Yes.
But we're not going to go by you.
Yes. And also, we're not going to seek permission from anybody.
I think it was Zimi who said, it fascinates her how people are so obsessed with what other people decide on their lives.
I know.
Just leave it and stop it.
As a storyteller, how do you then give your talent the freedom to narrate in spite of you having a vision? Because it's a very thin rope to walk, to be a producer, to be a gatekeeper of content, but also to know what it's like to be in front of the camera.
Mm.
But now having, I guess, the power or less power behind the camera to say, you go with your narrative.
I don't think about it too much. You know,
really?
I think the last time I strategized something is in getting the deal, in getting the show, in getting the radio show.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's the last time I am planned and pre-positioned.
It's the last time on a timing.
Timing.
And then
I don't think about it too much.
Okay.
And I just let the story take itself where it's going. And the one thing about being a good storyteller is authenticity.
Oh, so you know you're a good storyteller. I think you're a great storyteller.
I love to tell stories.
Yes, and you do it well.
Yeah, I love it. Like, the time to go is like, yay.
We are locked.
Squat.
And then. And then,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love that. And you'll even hear me on my radio show is that sometimes, I mean, you're supposed to broadcast in English, but it's using the So I think if you don't think about it too much, especially on any platform, be it at The Voice, be it at The Buzz, be it a radio show. If you don't think about it too much, it will come across as like, you'll come across as you.
Being the great storyteller that you are, knowing the freedoms that you have and the confidence to navigate amongst them, having Celeste Ndule as your best friend, is that a thought? As she sips on water, I'll keep on speaking as she swallows.
Guys, Celeste is the funniest person I know.
I know.
Literally.
I know.
Literally. And it's so funny because I'm on Mac G's podcasting tonight.
We're getting there. Don't worry.
And in there.
Yes.
You know, a question is asked about Celeste.
Yes.
And I'm quite heightened about my reply that I really think that she's been hard done by the industry in the platform, on the stages that we haven't put her on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because why hasn't Celeste hosted the Summers?
I don't want to answer that question, but we know why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, to me, I think I was drawn to her, yes, because of her talent, but I stayed because of her essence.
Her essence is so beautiful and pure and caring.
Yeah.
Would you, though, ever consider a comedic way of storytelling, which is to officially do comedy? Because you're funny, Chomam. Yes. Like, we are Shagisa.
But you have to respect comedy in terms of you have to give it all the time. So you have to be on stage as much as possible. You can't just take the big stages where it's like, oh, 10,000 crowded emperors, there's Anele because she's Anele. You have to go to the Kitcheners. You have to go to the little ones, the ones where there's 20 people, the ones where there's 5 people, the ones where there's 100 people, because that's where you get your rhythm and that's where you hone your stories.
You're
right?
So respectful of the art, you know?
You have to be. So, not that I'm saying...
And then she gets into like drama, but you have to be.
Because you know what? I don't respect people who don't respect radio, but they do radio.
And then they complain that you and I have been doing radio for so long.
I don't, because I'm just like, you arrive whenever you want to arrive.
I remember when you called me, and you're like, Chomam, what does open up the industry mean? Tell it to me like you understand it, because we are doing the work. Now we must give away the work.
We're working. Like, literally, we're working. And more than that, I don't have an issue with open in the industry, right? Especially since there are people in it, like I'd say me and you, who when we do things that do open up the industry. Like I produce a few shows.
We produce shows
that I'm not part of.
Yes,
I'm not part of them. I don't care to be part of them because I want other people to be. I could host all those shows if I wanted.
But we do not want
you. You don't do that.
Yes,
because there are just some things when I look at something like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think that. I understand where shareholders and investors are coming from, where they want someone recognizable, someone they can trust.
They want a certified copy.
Yes, because ultimately, guys, must remember, showbiz it's still a business.
It's the business of show.
Yeah, it's still a business. So I definitely do back open up the industry, but not in the unnuanced way that people expect for it to happen.
Mm.
Because in order for me to open up the industry, I need to climb up that ladder quite high,
yeah,
so that I have the ear of people, of investors and shareholders, so that I can create more things that then require for new talent to come in.
We're having the conversations in the boardrooms and not on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter as well.
I'm not.
You see, me,
I'm not.
I'm good everywhere. I'm good in the boardroom. I'm good on Twitter. I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I understand why you're not on Twitter, because it got acidic.
Yes.
It got acidic.
Yeah.
You know, but...
So I'll make the changes in the boardroom.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, we will not have that gentleman there.
Yeah. 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 I know, for you, it got acidic.
Yeah.
Ah, guys, you know, Twitter's a playground. You know that school?
Yeah.
You know that school?
It's that corner there you can avoid, but it's also nice to be in.
No, it's the entire playground.
Okay.
In the playground, you've got the rich ones,
yes.
The clever ones.
Yes.
The dancers, the rappers.
Yes.
You've got the ballerina. You've got everyone, yeah. Right? And you just move around the playground.
Yeah.
That was me in high school. I didn't have a clique.
Okay.
I was part of everyone.
I
right?
got you.
And I even worked the tuck shop at times.
Yeah.
You're just everywhere.
Yeah.
But the beauty of the playground is that when the bell rings, the playground ends.
Ka. Mama, I like it. I love Tata. So, Mom, there's certain questions we can't avoid. Is there a boys' club?
In the industry or mm-hmm. just in life in general?
In the industry, is there a boys' club?
Yes, there is.
There is or there was?
There is.
Okay.
No, there is. And for me, it's when people say to me, you know, you work in a male-dominated industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, give me an industry that isn't male-dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start there. I think off the top of my head, I can only think of two industries that are not male-dominated.
Which are?
Prostitution and nursing. The rest have it.
That's why Vivica Fox asked to be your friend. She's like, yo, I want to be your friend's friend. I'm like, yeah, she's everything.
Because, and you know, as I think what I did right is not...
I was going to ask you, how did you survive?
Is not pay attention to it.
Uh-huh.
It's not pay... From when I was a taxi fam. Because it was there already. There was an unwritten rule that a woman will never get drive or breakfast.
Yes.
So when they're speaking to you about your own plans, you know, it's like, so, you know, you can do brunch, you can do lunch, you know, maybe evenings, or maybe you can be a newsreader or whatever. And I'll tell you how I successfully avoided the boys' club.
How?
Over, I think I've done radio for 18 years now. I must have been offered a good 3 or 4 times to be someone's sidekick. Very big people.
I still remember the conversation we had when you call me and I'm like, Mom, I'm leaving 5. You're like, I'm out of there. You're like, I've reached my ceiling and they're not going to let me grow and I'm always going to be somebody's sidekick. And I was like, Chomam.
Exactly. But because that's how I believe I was treated over there.
Of course.
It was Grant and Anele, but there was just conversations that I wouldn't be privy to because, but luckily, Grant was
your
that,
friend
and wasn't that way inclined.
And he loves you.
And he would always include me in these situations where it's like, well, why isn't Anele here if we're discussing this? And they literally saw nothing wrong with it, you know? But me turning down many opportunities to fast track my career so that I can be on a bigger platform next to a big person. And I turned those down and I really think that works out for me because I was always like, no, it's fine. I'm not in a rush. I can just do this myself. Don't worry.
Because God is always on time, number one.
Yeah.
But also you grow, and it's something Minnie always speaks about and Mal whenever we're together and Zizo.
Yeah.
And then it cooks for us, by the way, guys. Anyway, it's what they always speak about is also being raised by parents who affirm you unconditionally.
Yeah.
It's not ambiguous.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they believe in you and what they want you to achieve is never ambiguous.
It was never, you are good at this because you're a girl.
No.
It's full stop, you're good at this. This is why I try to avoid the question of, oh, you are a female amongst the boys.
No,
I'm a broadcaster amongst broadcasters.
And I'm one of the best amongst them all.
Yes, I'm like, I don't compete with only the females.
Yeah.
I am... up against everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, let's go.
Let's go.
Everyone, let's go. Because it's so funny is that it doesn't really exist that much in the TV space, this whole boys club thing.
No.
Why is that?
Because they're not great at TV. Can we talk about you, though?
Yes.
Sis, oh, Natty, you have my absolute favorite. favorite personality ever in the world. Like, I never used to listen to E947 until I found out who Anela was there. And, well, I literally just listened to her show. Ugel is, look, whatever she touches is gold. Mazana, we are Sebenza, Kubeka, Ungayeki, Ungapeke, and Vangapeke Magdalene, Beka Pambi, baby girl, we love you.
Ah, love you too.
We do love you.
And sometimes I'm Thomas Noskumba, guys, enough with this.
It's okay, the corner and I'm to call a little bit. Tell the guy who's chewing in my ear to stop chewing in my ear.
Hi, Midday Joy. Hi, Susunati. Yo, I've been listening to your show for the past 2 weeks, I think, driving to work, because I start working at 3, and I must say I've been enjoying your show. I've never been someone who mameli Kaya FM. It's always been my mother's station.
Wow.
But every time she uses my car, Ntola Fage Kaya FM, so I started listening. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying the show, especially your interview, you know, Anele. It was such an awesome and inspirational show. Yeah, keep up the awesome work. You're an inspiration to many, you know, to get up and go and do and go get what's yours, you know. Thank you so much for the awesome show.
You can watch our interview right now. It's live on our Facebook page. So if you want to see how gorgeous she looks, Chomam.
Yes, darling.
Your glow is like on steroids. What is it? Is it the gym? Is it your happiness? Is it I like it? Is it a man? Is it I'm going to ask you all the offensive questions. Because it can never be you, right?
Thank you.
Why can't I just be glowing gems?
No. I want to ask you all the offensive questions. Who is it? It cannot be you. What is it?
It cannot
be you.
I just think, you know, it's such a cliche about getting older, right?
Yes.
It's such a cliche.
And people think back to when they throw your age at you.
37 and proud.
43 in 2 weeks.
I'm so loving it.
And I have never felt better about me, about other people, about life. It has never been easier for me to celebrate other people's successes, other people's joy. It has never been...
Because you know who you are, right?
Yes, it has never been easier for me to help other people, you know, to put myself second at times so that somebody else can... It's just all organic at the moment, you know? And I think that's what I love. And another thing that I'm losing, and I'm so glad I am, is like the need to control things. Because it's a very big...
With healing.
It KPIs the self person.
Yes.
I'm always just like, oh, can I just go to this place and not feel the need to control? You know that I am the most awkward person at events where I'm not working.
People don't know this, right?
I am so...
Because you have no function to fulfill.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
I don't go to them.
Exactly. So even going to like a friend's 40th or a wedding and... You're not needed to do
MC
something
or
to
MC host
or play music or whatever. I feel so out of place. So I am awkward at people's events. And what I love is that I can recognize now that I am getting better at that. Where I can just get there, sit down, take a drink, and just like... Because I'm just like, what am I going to say to people? What's the conversation going to be? What do they want to know? You know, and for the longest time in my life, and even from when I was 13, I went to my friend's mom's wedding, and I was like, I'll play the music. You know, so it wasn't a case of I'm in the industry. It's just always been me. I just always feel the need to have a role in something, somewhere, somehow.
You just want to make an impact in someone's life.
And now it's good on the one side, but on the other side of just being a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes life as it is and who enjoys it, it's bad. So I've had to teach myself. But Anel, Uzayok, like baby shower. And Uzayonget. And I remember.
Also, you're not normal.
Also.
You're not. Anel, bye.
Thank you, Sisunati, for bringing Anel. Listen. I love her. I love her work ethic. Wow. She's strong. She, you know, she inspires us to say, go get whatever it is that you want. There's enough for all of us.
Where do you get that work ethic from? Because it's crazy. I mean, we've been trying to get you on the show since August last year. My first woman's month on Kaya.
I know.
Didn't work out. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to let things slide. Then December got busy. I was like, okay, the new year, everything's busy. Then it was August, everything's busy. Then eventually I said, Anele, as I can figure out November, I'm going to be showing you. It's a cowly friendship. How do you do it, Chamam?
I think the work ethic and the beauty is that it comes from my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And I love that. And it was different ways, right? So there was a point when my mom was working at the SABC, but then she was also working at the tuck shop at our school, mm-hmm. but then also doing public relations for Translux.
Raising four girls.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And then at the same time, I can distinctly remember walking into my dad's room at 2 a.m.
Mm.
Maybe I'm coming home to tell him, like, I'm home, I was at a party, I'm mm. home, I'm safe. And he's sitting working.
Mm.
You know, he's writing things down, he's mm. jotting things down. And this is even well into, inverted commas, retirement, because
mm-hmm.
my dad has
he
retired,
can't. He
but
can't.
He's still working. And he's just always working. I grew up around 2 working parents, but who are so incredibly present.
Mm.
You know, we had really good times. In fact, we're talking about it this morning. We are the party throwers in my household.
Oh, do you want me to tell people about your parties? Anele and Black Coffee. I cancel work. I refund. I tell the office, please pay back that client, because when I get an invite from Anele or Black Coffee, you are the party throwers of the continent.
It's a party, guys.
It's a party.
And I got that from my parents. My parents were always hosting parties. I am hospitable because of my parents. Like,
Uti uskumba. Nothing but love and respect for Anele Inja, your game.
All this, Kumbalish.
It's in Jennifer Indo Yaku. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're good, Jen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Anele, you make me so proud when you say you leave the young women to do what they specialize in. You know, when you help them to platform and then upload. That's the end, you know?
Mm.
But Anela, I'm not proud of you, Michael. I'm proud of your parents. Because abantu abadala bathi wabonagala gore o mwana o tswa mo lelapeng le yang by wena, no by tshwaro a gago. So I love mommy and daddy where they are, and thank you, ladies, for the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for choosing us, Sis Jen.
Aww.
I continue. I like interviewing broadcasters because they make
they
my life
go.
Easy.
They
go.
Just go. Yeah, you know, Jennifer makes a good point. I can never stop thanking my parents.
Yeah.
Enough. I mean, my mom passed in 2009, yet she is still a very big part of me.
Yeah.
You know, the lady who does my nails, Anesu, came to my house about 2 weeks ago, and I didn't offer her anything to drink. Literally, halfway through it, I'm like, hi.
Yeah. Because you remember that Mama Wako would have been
like,
so embarrassed by your lack of...
Yeah. You know? So, and the beauty of making peace with my mother's death was realizing that her lessons will be heightened.
Yes.
So the body in itself has left, but the lessons and the spirit of it is, and the relationship is never gone.
Yeah.
And then my dad is still around. You know, I call him the wall.
What a G.
Do you know when you know that term, my back's up against the wall?
Yes.
When, that means that Indo Shubil.
Because
but now for me, when my back's up against the wall, you must know I turn around and I see that my dad is the wall.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I get guys. So you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just have tea. You're speaking to Kukule Tumawela. Me to Viva Team Anele Viva. I just saw it on Facebook. I said, wow, my diva is alive. So much talent. We love you, Anele. We love you. We love you. We love you. Keep on doing the good things, diva.
Another colleague. Oh, wow, this is beautiful, Mutlachai. Hi, Mutlachai. Hello, honey.
Hello, Mama.
So you're on Thingy tonight. Weren't you scared?
Of Meg?
I refuse.
Oscar. Can I tell you, he asked me everything.
Like, that's what I don't want.
No,
I've got so many things I don't want to be asked about.
No, dude, he even asked me, so what do you like in bed? I
don't
know. It varies. I'm in a prescription land. I'm a manual.
Do
you know what I'm saying? Oh, just that connection at that moment in time.
Injan.
But you know what I just want to ask? Please, can you guys not take what I say in Max and make it headlines? I've got parents.
No, they're already going to make it headlines.
Because I'm just like, do you know what it is? I don't mind that you...
What did you say?
No, do you know what it is? When you watch the interview or you listen to the podcast in context,
yes,
it's a story. Go on in a Times Live. I was going to come and say, one, he beggars Berlin, a strato, and I've been out to under the day nonsense.
That's the whole point.
Stop it, guys. It's tiring.
What time is it tonight?
9:30 on Channel O.
Are you going to watch it live? Because you should be in bed by then.
Babe, I sleep when I want.
I know. No. That's what I love about you and Leanne Manners.
Yeah, no, babe. In fact, Leanne was the one who gave me that advice.
No, Sukoka. I gave you that advice after Leanne gave it to me.
Oh, then therefore Leanne gave me the advice. Like, come on, Faggy. Can I Faggy now? I'm an Ellen Faggy.
Am I cutting out the middle man?
Kuba! You guys just say, please don't change your life.
You
because
can't.
Ultimately, on radio, you need stories to tell.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go to bed at 7 p.m., you don't have stories to
but
tell.
But also, you need to live the life that God has given
exactly.
you.
Exactly. So I sleep when I want. I read until 11 sometimes. Sometimes I sleep at 8. Sometimes I sleep at 2. Sometimes I don't sleep. Sometimes I go straight from the party. You know?
Like, I don't miss those days.
You?
I don't.
You and Mel?
I don't.
You, Mel and Glenn?
Nope.
This Umsa and Anele, you ladies are killing it, man. Are killing it. Mini Tanda Kakulu Kakulu, man.
So you're on
the same thing. As Sintai, it becomes like gold, man. I love you, ladies. This Umsa, thanks for the great show. Anele, please come to Midday Joy, as well, please.
I am leaving.
Should we tell them about our dream when we're 60?
Yes, did we say 60 or 65?
I think 65. We said 65.
We said at 65, you and I are going to broadcast from the beach, a beach house.
Yes, with our two yachts parked side by side.
You know, because you know, after the breakfast show that we're going to do together.
Yes, at 65.
It's going to be talk.
Yes.
All talk.
Yes.
Because we don't have a lot to say.
And they'll hear the waves crashing in the background.
And we're going to have a lot to say.
Isn't it?
And then we're going to be raising children, and they'll be in and out of the house, and they'll be flying around the world.
Yeah.
And they'll know where to find us.
Hello, hello, hello. I love the businesswoman in you. Like
Thank
there's
you.
Apps. That your business partner was here last week.
Oh, yes, for Fula.
Tell us about Fula, please.
Guys, Fula is the most amazing thing. It is basically fuel on demand. Yeah, wherever you are, it's much like calling any e-hailing app to come and pick you up. Mm-hmm. If you just need...
Petrol,
babes. Mm-hmm. You could be... Do you know what I love about it? Yes, it's an emergency thing. I'm running out of petrol. I'm here. We'll come to you. But what I love about it is the convenience of you at a restaurant, you at a mall, you at your child's school, you at work, you know, you're doing your groceries, and we just come up and... We
I love convenience.
Babe, convenience.
You've just spoken to me. You know I love convenience.
It's absolutely amazing. And I'm an early adopter of that because I found out about it quite early in life.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, guys, to me this makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because I am that person who's constantly zero case to empty.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And also, I'd like for it to expand to we come and wash your car, things like that, because my car is also always dirty.
Because I never wash my car. This is what Kumba swears at me for. Because
you never have
time. I never have time.
What time do you polish, babes?
Why do you have to tell people what I'm driving? Why
no, babe? We know
just because you're driving one as well.
No. We know why you are. Because, look, we got a chat and taxi driver off recently. Come on, the taxi driver doesn't know what. I just sent you a message. I'm like, babe, is it handled?
Yes!
I was like,
babe, is it handled? I was like, which mom? You're like, yeah, yes, most. And I was like, eh,
that's okay. As long as it's handled.
No, it was handled, babe. Yeah, yes, now.
I
was like,
two.
Uh-uh. 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 Before I let you go, I can't believe we're out of time, right?
I know.
It's a cliche for a reason.
Okay.
Okay. What brings you joy, Anelem Dot?
Giving other people joy itself brings me joy.
You're a giver.
Yeah. And
you really are a giver. I need to tell people that.
Yeah. And there was a time when I felt that, you know, it's too much. Then you like you try not to be yourself because you get burnt or you get spoken about.
Or people get jealous. That was a conversation we had a couple
of
weeks
ago. Yeah. I've reached a point where it doesn't offend me that I am a joy bringer because I really feel like that's my legacy. That's what I was meant to come and do in the world. It doesn't matter how it happens. Even if I was a school teacher, I would have brought joy to the students.
Mm.
Even if I was a nurse, I would have brought joy to the patients.
Mm.
Even if I was literally working at Woolworths, plastic, there, as a teller, if I was an investment banker, I would have just been placed to bring joy.
Yeah.
So the essence of joy itself is what brings me joy. And watching people like laugh their heads off.
Mm.
Sometimes I don't even know what they're laughing at, but to just watch people laughing to me makes me so happy. You know, I'm never like, but I'm not you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for me, the joy itself is the joy that brings me joy.
You are joy. I love you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for threatening me. Because you know you're ass threatening and said, if you don't come here now.
It was the same with Celebrity Game Night. I was like, chummy, can't invite us. Let's talk about a friendship. Yo, Pela, friendship. If I'm not on season two, yo, Pela. Friendship. That time, Minnie's like, oh my gosh, Celebrity Game Night is so much fun.
Minnie is the most competitive person I know.
I know, I love her.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unat. Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.